Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and very excited that you're here with us this evening. It is Tuesday, February 27th, 2007, about 1 minute past 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Okay, so big things going on just about everywhere. It's a nice day. Almost 70 degrees here in northwest Arkansas. It was beautiful, except for the fact that this sort of yellowish haze decided to descend upon us, and we had no idea what it was. And apparently they were doing some sort of controlled burn, which, you know, you'd have to say, well, wait a minute here. How can it travel all that way along the ground and just pollute the entire airway? But it did. And, you know, hey, everybody's really thrilled about that. But other than that, it was a very nice day. I didn't see any chemtrails, blue sky, sun, warmth. It was a good, good day. But anyway, we have some important stuff to talk about this evening with our guests. But first things first, let me welcome all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. And if you go there, you see lots of great information courtesy of our webmaster, James, who is the hardest working man I know. The guy is just fantastic and phenomenal. So do what you can to support him, my friends. If you want to donate to the site, you can do so. That goes to him and allows for the continued maintenance of that website, because he does it all himself at his own expense, both time and money. And, of course, you can also just send him an email and say thanks. You can also say prayers for him. All of those will be welcome. So a couple of interesting stories before we get to our guest. How about this one, which came out today? Reuters. Scientists in eastern China say they have succeeded in controlling the flight of pigeons with microelectrodes planted in their brains, according to state media today. Scientists at the Robot Engineering Technology Research Center at Shandong University of Science and Technology said their electrodes could command birds to fly right or left or up or down, all according to Xinhua News Agency. Said Xinhua, quote, the implants stimulate different areas of the pigeon's brain according to signals sent by the scientists via computer and force the birds to comply with their commands. It's like a dream come true here. Forcing the birds to comply with the scientists' commands. And they're happy about it. Said Su Shesheng and his colleagues, who Xinhua said had had similar success with mice in 2005, they are improving the devices used in the experiment and hope that the technology could be put into practical use in the future. Now, what exactly sort of practical use can you imagine for microelectrodes in the brain that allow you to control things? Well, interestingly enough, the story addresses that and concludes with this. The report did not specify what practical uses the scientists saw for the remote-controlled pigeons. Well, you could make them poop, I suppose. If you can make them fly certain directions, you should be able to control bodily functions as well, to a certain degree, you would think. The only practical use I can think of for something like that would be to control animals in a zoo. And when you go to the zoo and the tiger's just kind of laying there sleeping, maybe zap them, make them angry, make them growl a lot, and, you know, entertain the masses. And, of course, there's much more insidious purposes that I can dream up, as well you can, I'm sure. Interestingly enough, so that's one little, I guess, addendum to what we discussed last night with the microchip, and here's another story indicating that it's the end of the world. This is what came out today, and you can find this at timesonline.co.uk. Plans to outlaw the creation of human-animal hybrid embryos for potentially life-saving stem cell research are to be dropped after a revolt by scientists. So the plans to ban this have been dropped, meaning that the research continues. Human-animal hybrid embryos for research and development. The government over there in the UK wanted to ban this research. Scientists have revolted. And now they're lifting the ban. They're saying, all right, go ahead and do your crazy, wacky scientist stuff. And you know, honestly, what scientists aren't revolting? Da-doom-tsh. Okay, quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio right after this.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0760. 1-800-327 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stagon. Headache Stagon will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stagon has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Before we bring up our guests, let me finish up this story here. It says, the proposed government ban on fusing human DNA with animal eggs, which promises insights into incurable conditions such as Alzheimer's and motor neuron disease, will be abandoned because of concerns among senior ministers that it will damage British science. While ministers will not endorse the research in full yet, they are no longer seeking legislation to prohibit it, the Times has learned. Government support for the interim ban had been announced by Caroline Flint, the public health minister, in December in a white paper reviewing the fertility laws. It provoked outrage in the scientific community, with researchers describing the proposal as, quote, an affront to patients that would jeopardize Britain's position as a world leader in stem cell science. Last month, 45 scientists, ethicists, and politicians, including three Nobel Prize winners, wrote to the Times to support the hybrid embryo work. It has been backed by the Medical Research Council and the Wellcome Trust, Britain's two biggest funders of medical science, and by the Human Genetics Commission, which advises ministers on genetic matters. Government sources said last night that there was now an acceptance that the Department of Health had failed fully to understand the importance of hybrid embryos or the work that scientists want to do, and that a rethink is required. The intention is now to find a way to allow the research to proceed, regulated by the Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority. The HFEA last month announced its own consultation before it decides whether to award licenses to three teams seeking permission to create animal-human hybrids, and the government will provide funds this week to expand that research. This will allow the authority to mount a quote-unquote public engagement program that involves citizen juries and in-depth opinion research rather than simply inviting submissions from pressure groups. Scientists are keen to use animal eggs to create cloned human embryos as laboratory models for studying disease. DNA from a patient with a condition such as a motor neuron disease would be inserted into the shell of a rabbit or cow egg from which the nucleus has been removed. The embryo would be 99.9% human and would carry genetic errors implicated in the disease in question. It would then be split up to create stem cells for studying the condition's progress and testing new drugs. Hooray! Yay, Britain! So, right here, folks, a perfect example of a couple of things. First of all, with this last story, animal-human hybrids, embryos, now they're of course not going to let them grow and see what develops, will they? But the main point here is they're going to use this to test new drugs and new experimentation. Why? To cure disease. And if they don't do this, if they don't create these abominations of human and animal genetics, then there's no way they'll be able to cure any disease, right? My guests might have something to say about that. But here we've got two stories. Again, the Chinese scientists have implanted microchips into brains of pigeons and can now direct their every move, force them to comply with the orders they've been given. That's a sign of the apocalypse, I think. And here you've got scientists getting government approval and government funding in the UK to create animal-human hybrids. That's another sign of the apocalypse. And our guest is also a sign of the apocalypse. The cure for cancer, ladies and gentlemen, the great Colonel Joe is here with us. Colonel Joe, welcome to the show.
Well, good evening, Frank. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm thrilled you're here, as always. And what can I say? You did cure cancer, and it's amazing. And this is the kind of thing that scientists would say, hey, we need to cure these horrible illnesses. Let's start doing these crazy genetic experimentation. It's not necessary, honestly. Not at all.
Nope. Sure isn't, Frank.
Wow. Well, we're going to have a lot to discuss this evening, but we should probably recap a little bit here. Folks, if you've never heard Colonel Joe, shame on you. You can go to his website, www.coljoe. On that website is every bit of information needed to contact him, including his home phone number. And Colonel Joe has developed a diet. It's patented, and the diet cures cancer. So I think that's pretty good overview right off the bat. Your thoughts?
Oh, Frank, you know, that's just the beginning.
Yeah.
Because it also eliminates arthritis, and it is a great cure for all kinds of diseases of the blood.
Absolutely.
Unclogs arteries, you name it. It does everything.
Mm-hmm.
Or it gets rid of the bad cholesterol. It is the silver bullet, Frank.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, anybody that's ever done this diet or had any experience with it will tell you that everybody has had massive, massive, massive improvement, if not outright cures, from this thing. And anybody that hasn't had an outright cure probably didn't follow the diet, or they're in the process of following the diet. But it's been, gosh, Colonel Joe, it's been, what, a couple weeks since we had you on last, and I know that some people probably picked up your books, and people are probably on the diet themselves, and in which case we always invite them to call in with their questions or their information or whatever the case may be. And our phone number, of course, is 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Colonel Joe, I have been on a natural health obsession for a long, long time, and it all started with you. First time I had heard about you, and somebody said, yeah, there's this guy over here in Pea Ridge, and he cured cancer. And I said, yeah, right, whatever. Didn't think it was possible until I spoke with you, and then I said, man, this guy knows what he's talking about. This has, like, been his sole focus, you know, about this cure and expanding it and seeing what else it works on for so long. He knows it inside and out, and I want to know it inside and out. And I have been a fan of yours ever since, and it's been years now, I guess, but it's just incredible information. You simply, I guess the gist of it is you modify your diet a little bit. It's not something crazy, and it's not anything that people need to do backflips over in order to change their life. You simply add in some things and take out some things. That's it. And you don't add anything crazy in, just a little thing called oxalic acid, which is present in all weeds all over the planet.
Right, Frank. And I'll tell you, it's even though people, there's nothing wrong with them that, you know, has been diagnosed, they go on the diet, they will notice an immediate, within 3 to 5 days, an immediate increase in their energy and Just the overall feeling. Because when you go on the diet and you clean up that blood will carry more oxygen. And oxygen is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the reason all these athletes, when they get out on that field and they work hard and all, and they go back to the bench, you know, like the football players, first thing they do is grab an oxygen mask.
Yeah.
And that's 100% oxygen they're inhaling.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives them more energy because, you know, you get that 100% oxygen into the blood and makes you more alert and whatnot. In fact, when I was flight testing with the Air Force, and I'm saying the B-47, you take that oxygen mask, you put it on when you taxi that airplane out, and you wear it throughout the flight. And it's supplemental oxygen all the time. And it gives you a lot of energy.
Yeah, which I guess you probably have to be pretty focused to be flying an airplane, I would think. But
well, most of the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's really what it's all about. And even the book, which if you don't have a copy of this, ladies and gentlemen, you must have this. This book contains everything you need to know about the diet that addresses, as Colonel Joe said, cancer of all sorts, Alzheimer's, everything else. Now, when I say addresses, I might be overly cautious. The word you use, my friend, is cure. And you don't care about the FDA. You dare them to come after you because everything you have is documented on the record, and you would love an opportunity to get into the courtroom and prove it on the record. So you don't even care. You say cure all the time.
Oh, absolutely, because it does, Frank.
I know.
You know, one of the things I learned, and it's because when people call me and talk to me, they feel free to tell me many things I'm sure they wouldn't say to their doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I have learned that doctors have never cured cancer. There has been no cure.
Right.
And the way I learned that is when I talk to people and they start telling me about the various things that happen when they go to their doctor, and the doctor, you know, they look at the CAT scans and all, and they see things they've never seen before. Mm-hmm. And it confuses them. And what they're really seeing are the symptoms of a person being cured of cancer, of the disappearing of the tumors, the changing in the tumor itself. Like the first time they found out gel material was in the tumor. And what the gel material is, that's the first stage of the cancer cells being decomposed, being eliminated. And they decompose in the exact opposite way that they're formed. And all cancer cells are formed in the blood. They're formed, they start as a liquid. Well, when the oxalic acid begins to kill that cancer cell, it starts returning to the liquid form. That's the way it gets out of the body. It's carried out through the blood and then filtered out through the kidneys. And then goes out, you know, through the urine. Well, doctors have never seen that before. It baffles them. Well, if they've never seen it before, they've never cured cancer. And you can't read that anywhere. I've never seen that printed anywhere.
That's right. That's exactly right. I mean, that makes complete and total sense, my friend.
The only place I've ever seen it printed are in emails, I guess.
Yeah, you probably get a lot of those kind of emails.
Oh, you bet I do.
Well, it's amazing, and you know, we've been doing shows together now for several years, and I never understand all of the information. I guess, well, I shouldn't say I don't understand. I should say this. This would be a more honest way of saying it. I'm always learning stuff from you. No matter how much I think I know, I'm always learning more. And this is certainly a great blessing for all of us tonight, my friend. And I appreciate you being here. Let me ask you to hang on through this break, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with the great Colonel Joe. Stay with us.
Hi, by Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our guest tonight is Colonel Joe. His book is called Heart Dietary Procedure Plan, Cancer, the Cure is in Food, Oxalic Acid, God's Natural Chemotherapy. And that's what it's all about, folks. It's about blood. And you know, when you think about it, the significance of blood in Scripture and in our own lives, this is it would make sense that the cure for all disease, in essence, is right there. It's something that is naturally present in your body, and the only time it's not present in your body is when you are exposed to, or you expose yourself to, things that pull out this oxalic acid. And that's what we're talking about here this evening, a little thing called oxalic acid. Colonel Joe, welcome to the show, sir.
Well, Frank, you got that right about the blood and that oxalic acid. You know, it is a very strong poison. And it's...
Sounds good.
Huh?
Yes.
It's a natural blood-borne chemical.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the blood of all warm-blooded mammals. You and I, everybody has it in the blood. And it's a poison that's strong enough that if you were to take a half an ounce, 14 grams in the manufactured form, dissolve it in water and drink it,
mm-hmm.
You might have about an hour to sign your will. What it does, it shuts the kidneys down.
Wow.
And, you know, back to the conversations, one of the ways that I have learned an awful lot is the willingness of people mm-hmm. to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I think that you know, when you go to a doctor's office and you take a number and sit there and wait, when your number's called, you go in.
Yeah. Been there.
Well, you know, I believe a lot of it, the reason they don't understand a lot about cancer is they don't take time to talk to the people.
Well, let's give an example here. I mean, what have you maybe heard from someone that a doctor should have either asked or would have blown his mind had he heard something like that?
Hmm.
That's a tough one, huh?
Well, there's so many.
I'm sure. That's what I mean. I know the kind of emails you get because you forward some of them to me, yeah. And you tell me where, you know, you're sending books to and who's contacting you around the planet, and some of them are doctors, and this is very encouraging. But it's, unfortunately, a lot of doctors who aren't in the United States, which, you know, it seems to gel with what we'd expect from the medical establishment.
And just the things like the heat that's generated. You know, when if you know where the tumor is and you can feel the tumor, and then you go on the diet, if people would, after the whole third to the fifth day, they would start just lightly laying their hand where that tumor is, they will begin to feel heat. And that heat, it comes from the action of the oxalic acid killing the cancer cells.
Mm-hmm.
Is what the body does when it senses that, it elevates temperature around that area to protect healthy tissue. Well, you can lightly put your hand there and feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how many doctors know that. I think the only way they know it is if their patients tell them or they listen to radio programs like this.
Well, that's
and they may be listening out there. I
hope they are, and you know this as well as anybody. The important thing is that the truth gets out there, and if it gets out there to doctors, hey, even better. But we all know that the doctors are, in essence, they're slaves. They're slaves to the system that they have sold their souls into, and right now, no doctor is going to take a chance on natural health. He may recommend or maybe, you know, very, very subtly slide your book across the table and say, maybe you should read this.
Oh.
But you know, he's not going to be out there writing, you know, and endorsing it and all that stuff because, quite simply, he knows that they'll shut him down and he'll lose his practice and all of the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars that he paid for his non-education is all going to be for nothing.
Well, Frank, there are some doctors that they know about the book. In fact, I'm sure they have the book.
Mm-hmm. I know some who have it.
Yeah, I do too. And I think that's important. If the doctors would take that and talk to their patients from the knowledge that's in the book, they don't have to tell the patients that they have the book.
That's true.
But I think they would learn a lot then more from their patients.
Well, you know, you mentioned about the body temperature increase, and that to me, I remember the first time I had heard that, and the first time I had, you know, talked about that with you, I was just flabbergasted because, again, Colonel Joe, I'm coming out of, you know, 30 years or so, I guess, well, it's not 30 years, but about 25 years of being in the system and thinking that this is how things are done is the way that we've always been told. And I remember always buying medication. That was a thing, a fever suppressant. And you told me, no, the fever is your body. It's your body temperature going up as it fights off the infection. I didn't know that. And I mean, it sounds so simple. And I'm sure a lot of people out there are saying, Frank, what an idiot you are. And maybe that's true. But the point is that this was something that I had to learn, and I did. And I get it now. And it makes sense. It makes total sense that your body's temperature is going to increase as it works harder, much like you would if you were running up and down the stairs.
It's your immune system. It automatically will elevate that temperature to protect you from bacterial infections. You know, how many people have gotten a temperature and they go into the doctor and he sticks a thermometer in your mouth and, you know, he looks at it, oh, okay, well, I'll give you some antibiotics.
Yeah.
Because he knows that much that when, you know, the body is elevated temperature, that you have a bacterial infection someplace. And the body is elevated the temperature to kill it.
Yeah, that's true. Hang on a second, Colonel Joe. I think there's a break playing. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes, I think. Stay with us.
From returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stagon uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stagon today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stagon must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stagon risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestagon.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back. Sorry for the technical difficulties. You know, sometimes computers just don't want to play along. Colonel Joe, welcome back, my friend.
Well, don't mention computers.
Yeah, we all have problems with those things.
Oh, yeah. But, Frank, let's, you know, I'm this business of doctors and whatnot. All of these lawsuits from these various pharmaceutical companies, people suing them because they claim the pills that they have been taking has caused them all kinds of problems. And, you know, in most cases, they're right. And I've tried to call a lot of the attorneys representing these people and tell them that I can give them the information that the tests that the pharmaceutical companies do are flawed tests. Let me give you an example. On the current lawsuits down in Little Rock.
Okay.
When these pharmaceutical companies develop a drug, they must test that. And normally they will test it using animals, warm-blooded mammals, just like we are. Their favorite is the beagles. As I learned through conversations with a major company when I was trying to find out what was destroying the kidney on the little poodle I had that started all this.
Mm-hmm.
But a beagle has organs more nearly like a 5 or 6 year old child than any other animal. So they're ideal for testing their drugs. Now, normally they will run a test for 20 months. That, I believe, is the equivalent of 20 years. Because they are required to show that if a person takes the drug over a period of years, it isn't going to kill them. Well, part of the testing, and it might not be 100% that they do it, but mostly they do it. They will periodically, say once a week, radiate that animal. Now, the reason they do that is that's just sort of a simulated aging of the animal, and it ages the immune system. Problem is, when they radiate that animal, they decompose oxalic acid in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they test an animal for 20 months, if they radiate them once a week, maybe twice a week, whatever the schedule calls for in the test. Eventually, there's probably little or no oxalic acid in the blood of that animal. Now, being a very strong acid, when that drug is then approved because it has shown no ill effects on that animal, and it's prescribed and a human takes it,
mm-hmm.
and they're not radiated once a week, and there's no decomposing of any of the oxalic acid, there is a great possibility that the drug that human is taken, which is probably an acid also, and probably a poison.
Mm.
Well, when that combines with oxalic acid, it could develop a fatal poison.
Wow. So, in essence, what you've got here is the human body, under ideal conditions, has the perfect balance of oxalic acid in it. When they're testing animals and testing medications, which are, as you said, probably acids, they're raiding the animal and therefore killing off all the oxalic acid. So when they add the new product, you don't see the side effects per se that you would see any.
No, because there's no possibility that the acid in the drug, the new drug,
mm-hmm.
can combine with oxalic acid in the blood of that beagle, because there isn't any. It's
right.
been radiated. It's
I
been
see.
Decomposed. And mostly the foods that they give them, I'm sure, probably do not have a lot of oxalic acid in them. And that's one thing that pets, while we're on the subject, should very definitely avoid, and that's giving their animals any food that has citric acid in it. The citric acid will wash the acid right out of the blood. So it isn't a motivation on my part to, you know, embarrass the drug companies or the attorneys involved. It's to try to keep people from being harmed by drugs that are inadequately tested. They go through a flawed test program.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's really what it all boils down to, which you can go ahead and say that these scientists and whatnot are completely overthinking things because they've been, again, raised in their educational upbringing into a system that this is the way things are done. They're done no differently. No one has bothered to stop and ask the question, what if our testing procedures are flawed? And therefore, when you point out something like this, they're not going to be real happy. And it's a sad, sad state of affairs. And I know that my producer, I believe he called you Dr. Joe when when he called you. And I explained to him. I was like, no.
That's an insult.
Yeah, that's an insult. Absolutely. No, you're Colonel Joe. You're not a doctor. And hence, that's kind of the issue here. If you had sent them a letter saying, hey, look, I'm a doctor. I've cured cancer. I have 3 patents. I guarantee you they'd be listening to everything you said.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But the thing is, Frank, it also would bring out the data because, you know, and that's why I try to get people to sue me.
Yeah.
Because I want to get into court. I want to take my patents and all the research data, and I want to lay it all out on the table and explain it all so that it's made known and gets public.
It's vital information.
And, you know, I come pretty close to really out and out just insulting them all the time. But
I know you've tried. You've done everything you could do.
Well, you know, the reason they don't know about the oxalic acid, Frank, is because it's not taught to them when they go through school.
Mm-hmm.
When they go through medical school, it's not taught to them. It isn't in their books.
Mm-hmm. It used to be, though, didn't it?
Huh?
Didn't it used to be?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not in their books. You can't. The only book I ever found it in was that one book that was published in all the research and whatnot was done at the Leeds Infirmary in England. That's the only place that I found, and the title says it all. It's Oxalic Acid in Biology and Medicine.
Wow.
But there's very little in there about using it as a medicine. Now, you know, they must have known more when they used that title than just saying, you know, in biology. They could have said oxalic acid in biology and chemistry. But they didn't.
Right.
Now, if they would start recognizing oxalic acid, the pharmaceutical companies, and the medical industry. You know, there'd be people living to be 100 would not be rare. That would probably be the norm. Because that oxalic acid is the life in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as people would keep that oxalic acid level at a normal amount in the blood, mm-hmm. they'd never get sick.
Yeah, it's an important thing, and it may sound relatively complicated, but it's not. Ladies and gentlemen, I can promise you this, that Colonel Joe's diet here is the benchmark of what I do and what I've done for the last several years since I first had heard about him. And this ties back to a series of events, and I'd mentioned this on the air before, but basically I went through 3 months. I think it was October, November, and December. I had a cold, then I had a very severe flu, and then I had pneumonia. I went to the hospital, and they're like, your lungs are filled with fluid. And I said, that's it. So I got on this diet, and it's amazing. And I've actually, Colonel Joe, I think I've told you this, I put it to the test. The wife had strep throat, which I used to get all the time. In fact, I got it so often as a child that a doctor once told me, he said, to be honest with you, son, I'm shocked you have the ability to even speak anymore because you have so much scar tissue on your vocal cords. So, you know, to me, you know, go figure, Colonel Joe. Ended up in a field in an industry where I'm using my voice on a regular basis, but you know, it's amazing. So, you know, that was just, I always had those kinds of problems, earaches and a lot of strep throat. And anyway, the wife had strep throat, and I made sure I licked her fork. I drank out of her drink. You know, I made sure I got it, and I gave it to myself, and I did the diet, and I did a can every other day for, I think, like 6 days, like 3 cans, something like that, and I was fine, completely and totally fine. The same thing that I had experienced time and time again where I would go to the doctor, get something for the pain, and then get on antibiotics for, you know, anywhere from 2 to 10 days.
Yeah, and antibiotics will not kill a virus.
No, and that's the thing about it. This, it says it right here on the book, folks, recipes and diet information for use in treatment of cancer, virus, bacteria, and vascular diseases. So all viruses, all bacteria, taken care of with the proper amount of oxalic acid in your body. And it's easy to get, and it's easy to maintain. Now, again, you'd wonder, well, how do I know I'm not getting too much, Colonel Joe? How do I know I don't have enough, Colonel Joe? Well, if you don't have enough, you're sick, or you have some disease like cancer. If you have too much, you're dead. So it's very easy to distinguish whether you have. And I mean, there are warning signs and all that, and we'll get into
yeah,
that.
Yeah, don't.
I'm not trying to scare anybody away. I'm saying if you have too much, you know, then, you know, that.
Oh, yeah, it gives you ample warning.
Yes.
You get too much and you get that sharp kidney pain. There's no mistake in that pain.
No, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, it's not a normal backache. It
yes.
is a very sharp pain up underneath your rib cage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from too much acid in the kidney going through there. You got too much in your blood.
Yes, and it is possible to do that with the diet. But again, that's a warning sign that everybody should know to watch out for. And it's also very easily fixed, isn't it?
Oh, very easy. You just take a 100 milligram B6 pill, which is the paradoxine, and it flushes the acid out of the renal tissue in your kidney, and pain disappears.
There you go.
And, you know, that's another item. You get a lot of, I've heard of a lot of doctors. In fact, one was a doctor of my oldest sister who died from, her stomach was all calcified and whatnot, and he had her taking a 100 milligram B6 pill every day. Now, the normal recommended daily allowance by the U.S. Department of Agriculture is 2 milligrams. And this nutcake had her taking a 100 milligram B6 pill every day. And
wow.
Yeah, wow. You know, I doubt that she had very much oxalic acid in her blood.
Yeah.
That's another thing that is amazing to me. There is no test anywhere for oxalic acid amount in human blood.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe I'll tell the story quickly about...
Okay.
Y'all right here in Arkansas, PhD, well-educated. Went on the diet because she had, I believe, bone cancer. And, you know, and like a lot of people have asked me, how do I know how much oxalic acid I have in my blood? And all I can tell them is they know it's being absorbed by observance of the urine for bubbles and or foam and the coloring and the other items that are telling you you're getting a normal amount of oxalic acid in the blood. Well, that didn't satisfy her. She said, there's got to be a test someplace. And I said, well, good luck. I don't know of any. Well, she had a friend at another university, and they got together, and this other friend was working in the chemistry and biology fields, and she went on a search and called her and said, well, Mayo Clinic has just announced that they have a test for oxalic acid. And I said, well, go get it tested. Well, she did. She had her doctor draw blood, and they sent it off to Mayo Clinic. Well, a couple weeks later, she calls me up and says, well, my blood was tested. What did the number 27 mean? Well, you know. apparently, they had developed a scale where number 27 would mean, 200 micrograms in 100 milliliter of blood or whatever. And I told her I had no idea what 27 meant. And I explained to her she'd have to find out what the scale was.
Yes.
Well, nothing happened, and she said, well, I'm going to have it tested again. A month later, she did. Doctor drew the blood, sent it off to Mayo, and she called me up and wanted to know what 15 meant now. Said the number went from 27 to 15. And I said, well, now look. I said, the test is no good.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I said, well, I'll send you an email. So I did. I sat down and, you know, good old quality assurance training. And I said, in the first place, first instance, when that doctor drew the blood from you in a container that was not protected from electric magnetic field, test is no good. When he shipped it to Mayo Clinic, if he didn't put it in a container to protect it from any electric magnetic fields, test is no good. When Mayo received it, if they didn't handle it in that special container, when they got it up, you know, to get it up to the lab and all, test is flawed, no good. If the technicians who did the test were not certified to do the test, test is no good.
And I'm sure there's, you know, that's plenty right then and there, but I'm sure there's more, too. But hang on a second, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes with our special guest this evening, the man who cured cancer, Colonel Joe. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Tail end of our first hour already, and the action doesn't stop. This hour, we're very pleased and honored to announce, is being brought to you by Howard Creek Resort. This place is fantastic. Everything I've seen, everything I know about the area will indicate that that is the case. I haven't been out there yet, but I'm anxious for the time that I can do that. And I'll tell you what, with the weather we've had as of late, it's time to start thinking about a vacation, my friends, and I urge you to check out Howard Creek Resort. Consider it for anything that you might have in mind, perhaps a family reunion, perhaps a little business gathering, perhaps just an escape opportunity, either with or without the kids. It's a perfect family vacation spot, but at the same time, it's also good for maybe a little alone time as well. You can visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. Let's get back to our guest here. Colonel Joe is joining us. Colonel Joe, of course, the author of the book, Heart Dietary Procedure Plan, Cancer, the Cure is in Food. And that's what it's all about. So, Colonel Joe, welcome.
Thank you, Frank. Let me close out that little tale about Mayo Clinic. What happened was, apparently the doctor, she took that email I put together and took it in, I suppose, and gave it to the doctor. And he probably took one look at it, and he sent it to Mayo Clinic. Because about 2 weeks after I sent her that email, there was an announcement that Mayo Clinic had canceled the test. I guess they realized they had problems there.
Yes. Well, there you go. Your quality control probably is a good benchmark. She went in there and started asking the hard questions, and they started realizing they didn't have any answers whatsoever. But you're absolutely right. It would be like giving somebody directions without, you know, including any distance. You know, how do I get from here to here? You just drive north. Well, it's just not good enough. You need something to quantify it by, and without knowing what that numeric value equates to, there's no way of telling how much is in your body. And then, of course, you would have to go through and have the test done. Because, I mean, obviously, since you've discovered this, you've had probably a more than adequate amount of oxalic acid in your body all the time. Now, we should probably go through the list of the blockers, because this is an important point. And basically, folks, the gist of it is this. Colonel Joe has patents on this diet, and the diet is the perfect balance of something called oxalic acid. It is naturally occurring in your body, and it is naturally present in quite a few foods, and therefore it's relatively easy to increase your intake of this acid. And if you have the right amount, you don't get sick. That's all there is to it. It's and obviously little things, colds, flu, strep throat, things like that, little viruses and whatnot, they're mostly an inconvenience. But when you're talking about something like cancer, it's time to stop screwing around, and obviously time to make some changes in your life. And it doesn't require that much of a change. It requires, again, increasing your intake of oxalic acid to an appropriate amount without overdoing it, and avoiding the blockers, the things that would pull this stuff out of your body. And if you do that in the right proportions, you will be cured. And that's not a word this man is afraid of. And we're certainly, certainly blessed to have him here with us this evening. And we come back here in about 90 seconds. We'll continue our discussion with Colonel Joe. Check out his website, my friends, www.coljoe.com. You can go to our website for links, too, at franklyspeakingradio.com. We'll be right back.